Okay, today is Daf Lamed. We're on Daf Lamed. We are on by the two dots, about 9 lines from the top. Erev Tisha B'Av, lo yachal adam beis tavshilim. On Erev Tisha B'Av, a person should not eat two cooked foods. So, Amar Rav Yehuda, lo shanu ela mishei shaz v'mayla. That only applies from 6 hours from noon and on. Doesn't apply at 9 o'clock in the morning, Erev Tisha. You want to have two cooked, you could. Doesn't mean that. Avo mishei shaz v'mayla, v'lamata mutter. But under that, it's mutter. That's number one. Amar Rav Yehuda, lo shanu ela besuda hamafsik ba. It's also only true by the Suda Hamafseka. Aval Basuda She'ena Mafsikba Mutter. If it's not the Suda Hamafseka, it's also Mutter. It's only by the last meal. Vitarvayo Lakula. And they're both Lakula. What does it mean, they're both Lakula? Like we said before yesterday, you'll see. Tzvicha. Diashmina Basuda Hamafsikba. If it only would have told you that you're not allowed to have two cooked foods by the Suda Hamafseka. Havamina afilu b'sheishal zvulmata. I would have thought that's even true. For some strange reason, my suda hamasekes is at 10 o'clock in the morning. I'm fasting basically 2 days, right? I would have thought that okay, if that's the suda hamasekes at 10 o'clock in the morning, you can't have two foods. Kamashlo, no b'sheishal zvulmala. No such thing. No such thing as suda hamasekes in the morning. No such thing. V'yashmina b'sheishal zvulmala. And if I only would have said from 6 hours and on. Havamina, afila besuda she'eno mafsikwa. Even if it's not the suda hamafsekes. In other words, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I want to have a meal. I'm on the late lunch. Can I have two cooked foods? Well, it's after 6 hours. Kamash malan, are you going to have another suda before the fast? Of course I will. Kamash malan, with suda hamafsikwa, only by the suda hamafsekes. Tanya kalishna kama, tanya kalishna basra. There's a brisa that goes both ways. Tanya kalishna basra. Hasoed Erev Tisha B'Av, if you have a Suda on Erev Tisha B'Av, Im Osid Lisod Suda Acheres, if you plan on having another Suda, Mutter Lechel Basar Belishtos Yayin, you're allowed to eat meat and drink wine. V'im Lav, and if not, Osir Lechel Basar Belishtos Yayin. It's Osir to have meat and drink wine. What kind of Basar is this? You're not allowed to have meat before the. You're not allowed to have meat anyway on the 9 days? You're not allowed to have meat anyway? Even in the Gemara's time, you couldn't have meat. What does that mean? So Rashi said earlier, it was some kind of meat that doesn't have the status of meat. So some kind of salted meat. I'm not exactly sure what this means. Well, I don't know what that means. Right? How could you have meat now?
Well, if you ever seen
it. No. You ever see him? An Erev Tisha B'Av. I never heard anyone do that. I don't think it means that. The Rashi said earlier it was some kind of basar maluach, he called it. And then Mefarshim explained that doesn't have the status of basar. Why not? I don't know. So maybe it's like hot dogs. Maybe hot dogs don't have the status of buzzer. What?
It's a kosher
dish. Right, exactly.
You're not allowed to drink wine either.
No.
Correct, you're not allowed to drink wine either. So how do you get around that? So we're going to see in a few minutes. We're going to see in a few minutes that that's wine that's not old, you could drink. It doesn't have the status of wine. It's not really wine. It's not really good. Exactly. We'll see in a few minutes.
You can have a baked apple.
What?
The second toast was cooked. A baked apple.
He does? I don't recall that. I learned that toast, but I don't recall him saying that.
Last liner. People of Tapuka, Abraham Torah Bishop, Kalapal. If you cook an apple, not considered a kosher.
Okay. Next. Tanya Kalish Nakama. Then we have another Gemara, another Bryce, like the first version, like the first story. Erev Tisha B'Av. On Erev Tisha B'Av, Lo Yachal Adam Shnei Tavshilim. A person can't have two cooked foods. Lo Yachal Basar. You can't eat meat. Well, yeshtayayim, you can't drink wine. Rishir megan lil omer yishane. Change. Whatever you do normally, change. What does that mean? Amar Yehuda, keitzad mishane. What does that mean? Im ha'yiraga lechol shnei tavshilin, yochal menechad. Normally you have two, have one. Right? Im ha'yiraga lisa batsar b'nei adam, sar b'chamisha. You normally have 10 people, only have 5. Ha'yiraga lishtos asara kosos, shos ha'chamisha kosos. Normally you have 10 cups of wine, have only 5. B'medav ha'amurim, when is all that true? Mishei shol z'mayla. That's only true after chatzot. Aval mishei shol z'lamata, but in the morning, mutter, it's all mutter.
This wasn't talking about suda
hamafsekes. Right, because it's before before the morning, right. It's okay.
No, when it was saying
no, so you have to have one version said the cutoff is noon, One version says the kara for the suda hamafzekes. So we hold like both to be makel, right? Yeah. Okay. Good.
But the meal from suda hamafzekes, you're allowed to have.
Yes, because you hold the kula, you're allowed to. Except the chatzos, it's okay. So that's what most people do. They have a normal meal, they stop, they bench, and then they have another meal with just an egg. That's called suda hamafzekes. That's what most people do. Why? Because to be mekayim in this gemara, you're allowed to do that. We hold it. You're allowed to. You're allowed to have a suda. It's erev Tisha B'Av. So what? It's okay. We hold only the last meal, even if it's after chatzos. Good.
It's a separate thing.
That's a separate halacha. It's a separate thing about not having a mezumah. It doesn't matter if 100 people there.
Right.
Tanya idach erev Tisha B'Av lo yochal adam shnei tavshilin. A person on erev Tisha B'Av shouldn't have two cooked foods. Lo yochal basar, shouldn't eat meat. Lo yishti yayin, shouldn't drink wine. Nivir ameir. B'chachamim omrim yishane. B'chachamim say you do something different. U'mamayit b'basar u'b'yayin. You lessen your wine. Ketzad mamayit. How do you do that? How do you lessen? What does it mean to lessen? Im ha'yarag alecha litra basar. If you normally have one portion of meat, yochal chatzi litra. Have half a portion. Hayuraga lishtos log yayin. If you normally have a log of wine, yishta chati log yayin. Have a half a portion. Im eino ragal kol ikar asar. If you never have that, I don't have wine at a meal. If then bedafka on erev tisha, I want to have wine. No, you can't do that. If it's part of your normal routine, you can, as long as you lessen. How can you have wine at all? We'll see that in a minute. Where
did it come from that when the whole 9 days now we cross a yain?
So yesterday. What?
Why is that only Erev Tisha?
No, we had a Gemara that the Amora responds so that's
the question. Who should come
though? No.
9 days.
9 days. They put on themselves not to the lesson because of the book.
So yesterday we ended off by saying that the Rava said that Lacha, right before we started today, Rava said that Lacha is like Rashir Megan Leil regarding what? Rava also said that Lacha is like a mayor. And then we said what? Both Lakula. Right, so Rashi says, look at the last wide line. Travaya Lakula. What? No. Lamed Amud Aleph. Lamed Amud Aleph, the top line, the last wide line. Tavaya Lakula. You see Tavaya Lakula?
Yeah.
That what Tavaya Lakula? That what? Kid Mefarish V'Azel. The Lefan of Muki Halacha Kirav Meir. Lefan of Lola Achrav. That after Tisha B'Av, you don't have to hold Avelas. Let's say Tisha B'Av's on a Sunday. So there was a sheet that held the rest of the week till Tuba off, you have to hold a veilah. We don't hold like that. We hold like we're mayor. Only Lefanov, Lalachrav, right? Uba Osa Shabbos, and that week. Avokodim Osa Shabbos, Afidal Lefanov Mutter. But if it's before that week, even beforehand is Mutter. Right. Meaning, there's no issue of holding a veilah in the 9 days. Right. Only Shavuot Shechalba. Right. And only till Tisha B'Av. Tavaya Lekula. One minute. That's holding a velus. That's holding a velus on the Shavuot Shechalbo. Right. What about the 9 days? In the Gemara, there's no such thing.
Right.
Right. So comes along. By the way, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and the Sfardim don't hold for the 9 days. And they might hold from it because they might have been influenced by the Ashkenazim. But Maker Adin, the Rambam didn't mention it. Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it. Who mentioned it? The Rambam. The Ramah says, we're no hate for Rosh Chodesh. It's a minhag in the Ramah, right?
Okay.
And by the way, I didn't have a chance to look it up, but since it's only a chumrah of the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't even say this, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's not such a machmer zikah thing. If you want to find some coolish, go look at the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Chaf Tes, Mem Gimel, and Pei Beis of Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, which is where this appears. You have some, it's not such a. It's machmir.
Definitely way machmir than the word of Gemara.
No question about it.
Right. You're talking about again. The Gemara isn't the distinction between water and wine. Yeah.
And by the 1 second, we're gonna get to the wine in a minute. One more thing. The Marshal says, even though the Gemara here said that after Tisha B'Av there is no Avelis, we still hold Avelis till the next day, till Chatzos, because that's when the Iker of the burning took place. That's another Chumrah. That doesn't appear in the Gemara either. Okay. By the way, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that on the, I don't know if I'm holding this, that on the 10th day, it's till the end of the day. Not till Chatzot. We hold till Chatzot. Ramah says Chatzot. The Shulchan Aruch says that part he does say. He doesn't hold from the 9 days, but he holds from the 10th day. Because it's the whole day. I don't know if I'm going to hold like that. Yeah? It probably do. Right. What? Right. Right, exactly. Right. Well, Rav Avi Yosef, his lifetime work was that Sfaradim shouldn't be almost like ashamed to hold up the Mechaber. You know, that's his whole life was, you don't have to be ashamed to hold up the Mechaber. We have to hold up the Mechaber. That's all. The Ashkenazim hold up the Ramah, that's 100% wonderful. But we're not Ashkenazim. His whole life's work was that, teach, you know, getting the Sfaradim to appreciate, they don't have to be ashamed to hold up the Mechaber. Whether it's a Kula or a Chumrah. Okay. Most of the time it's a Kula. Most of the time it's a Kula. Right? Okay, next. Rashir Ben Gamliel Omer, Imha Yeragel Lechel Tznon, if you normally eat a radish, or maliach, some other salty thing, achar se'udato, harashus biado, that's okay. Tanya idav, kol shehu mishum tishabav, asur lechel basav, asur lechel jayin, lirchot. If it's because of tishabav, in other words, I'm having a suda now. I'm having a suda, because tishabav is starting in an hour. I got to eat something. Then you're not allowed to have wine, you're not allowed to have meat. Kol she'enu mishum tishabav, if it's not because of tishabav, meaning I'm hungry, or it's the day before. Mutu lechol basar, belishtos yayin, v'asar lirchat. Then it's mutu to eat wine, meat, but still can't wash. Rishmol b'Rabbi Yossi omer mishum aviv, no. Kol shosh shemutu lechol basar, mutu lirchat. Whenever it's mutu to eat meat, it's mutu to wash. Tanu Rabbanan, kol mitzvot, hanoa goes ba'avel, noa goes b'tishabav. Whatever applies by an avel, applies on tishabav. Now that's not 100% true, but it's good. It's good enough true. For example, aser b'achila, shtia, sicha, can't anoint yourself. Ne'ilas ha'sandal, can't wear shoes. Tashrish hamita, no tashrish hamita on Tisha B'Av. V'aser likros b'torah b'neviim u'baksuvim. You're not allowed to learn Torah, Nevi'im, or Ksuvim, Lishnos, or to learn B'Mishnah, B'Talmud, B'Midrash, B'Halachos, B'Agados. Anything not on this list? Right? So before we get to that, about Tashi Shemitah, so that's clear, you can't have Tashi Shemitah. What about holding from other Hachakos? Let's say on Tisha B'Av. Can you pass your wife something? Do we go? Are we that Machmir? I don't think we are. What? No. But I think the halacha is no. What? I think that hugging and kissing, maybe we do hold on Tisha B'Av. That I think does apply to Tisha B'Av. I remember once looking that up. Somebody once called me about that. Yeah. I think that was the bottom line. You don't have to worry about it. You're allowed to pass things. Okay. Now, what about learning? So there's a long list of things that you're not allowed to learn. Yes, you can pass the ketchup, but you can't eat. Midrash halachas v'agados. So the Tanakh.
Do they have a tournament when they're laying on
Tishba? Oh, we'll get to that in a minute. I don't know. Avol kori hu b'makom she'en eragel likros. But you're allowed to learn something you normally don't learn. V'shonem b'makom she'en eragel lishnos. And you're allowed to learn something you don't normally learn. Once to read, once to learn. The kor, what? We don't hold like that. No, in a minute, Gemara's going to say, no way. The kore bekinis, you want to learn Echa, that's okay. Eov, that's also good. Ubedvarm haroyim, sheb Yirmia, or the bad things in Yirmia. The tinokos shall base rabban betalin. There's no school on Tisha B'Av. The yeshivas are closed. Mishum shenemar. Learning Torah is supposed to be mesameach you. What if it's torture for you? You still can't learn. Right? Still can't learn. It doesn't make a difference. Okay?
The school Yishlam is open every day except Yom Kippur and Tisha.
I know. Might have a cousin who's a Rebbe there. It's open on Yom Kippur. It's 2 days it's closed. It's Tisha B'Av and Erev Pesach. It's closed.
Okay.
on Yom Kippur, it's open. Chol HaMoed, it's open. Every day, it's open.
Shabbos, they have
Shir. Yes. It's not. It's in Beit Shemesh.
No, you should
wait. Yeah, he's in Beit Shemesh. Must be a branch.
It's in the old city.
Oh, really?
I think they
stay in Kippur. Yeah? Okay, cool. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Eino Kar Makam She'eno Ragol Likos V'Sheino V'Eino Shone B'Makam She'eno Ragol Lishnos. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you can't learn, even if it's something you don't normally learn, and you can't read something you don't normally learn. No hetta like that. But he does it be avakari who be Eov, but Eov you can learn ubekinneth echa darim haroyim shir be Yirmiyah, the bad things of Yirmiyah v'tinokos shel beis rabin b'teilimbo yishum shenemar pekudi Hashem yisharim b'sam chet lev. Okay, pretty uncontroversial. Says the Mishnah Brura, listen to this. You're not allowed to read things. So can you read things about what about bad things that happen to Jews that's not in Yirmiyah? Can you learn that?
Holocaust.
Like Holocaust, can you read that? So yes. Yeah. What about bad things that happened to Goyim? I want to read about some natural disaster. 100,000 Chinese died in some tornado. Can I do that? Or some earthquake? Mr. Ruth says no. Fascinating. Not a bad thing about Goyim. I thought that was fascinating.
Yeah,
no,
you know why?
Right. Why?
Well, because that's actually the coma. That's the comma against what the Goyim did to us. So it's
pleasant. How do you know that?
No, I mean, you
we don't know why God does things. I'm not that smart.
You might view that as
that. All right, I hear. No, that's the most simple answer. Because there's enough Jewish tragedy. You don't have to read Goyish tragedies. That's all. That's the only reason. There's enough Jewish things that are tragic. You have to read Goyish tragedies.
Yeah.
Right? What's going on with no Jews are. You don't have to read that. So the only discussion about learning is so here's what the Mechaber says. Any part of davening that happens to also be learning is mutter to say on Tisha B'Av. For example, Karbonos, Shema, Mizmor Lasoda, they mentioned it's learning, right? But it's okay because it's part of davening. But if you don't say it during the week, you never say it, then you can't say it on Tisha B'Av. I never say Karbonos. But Dafka Tisha B'Av, we're going to say Kabanas. No, you're not allowed to do that. So that was interesting also. But if it's part of your routine, you're allowed to.
Makes sense.
There's a machlokes.
Pick up people when you have 3 hours down, so you're going to say things you don't say.
There's a machlokes achronim, whether you can say Tehillim Yomi. Some say you can't. Some say you can. Yes. Yeah, so we don't have it here. I have it at home. The Deir Shu Mishnah Brura has a machlokes about it. I think of Shlomo Zalman and later on, if you could say Tehillim Yomi. After Chatzos, I think they said it's Mutter. Before Chatzos, no one says it's Mutter. After Chatzos, it's still a Machlokas. I think after Chatzos, they're more makel about Tehillim Yomi. Because it's almost like davening. Not 100% davening, because it's not part of the davening. So what? But it's learning. So that's what I'm saying. Anything that's normally part of davening is okay. Right? If it's not normally part of davening.
Part of your routine.
Oh, so 1 second. Can you be Ma'av Esedra on Tisha B'Av? Well, part of my routine, every day. The answer is no. You're not allowed to. So what's the difference between Ma'av Esedra and Tehillim? The difference is that Tehillim is found in davening, and generally, Torah is not found in davening. So that goes back to davening. Davening is the Koveya. If it's normally part of your davening, that's why the Mechaber says the Karbanos in the beginning of... Some of that's in the Torah. Some of that's in the Torah. The parsha of this, the parsha of Menachos, the parsha—it's all Torah, it's all Pesukim. If it's that's part of your routine, then it's okay because it's Torah's davening. If you never say it, and have nothing to do with Tisha B'Av, I'll say it. Then you can't say it because for you it's not for Torah's davening. So that's why Tehillim is a gray area. So I saw. I'll bring it. If you want me to bring it, I'll bring it next week. There's a footnote there that discusses Tehillim Yomi. So I think after Chatzos, I don't remember who it was. One of them said that after Chatzos you're allowed to. But I think before Chatzos, no one said you're allowed to. So I thought that was very interesting. This is a shaila that I always had. Ready for the shaila? I should have to find an answer for it. Let's say, you're not allowed to be Ma'av Esedra on Tisha B'Av, right? But laning on Tisha B'Av is Parshas V'Eschanan, which is going to be that Shabbos' Parsha. So if I say over laning with the Valkore, or I'm the Valkore myself, can that count as my being Ma'av Esedra? That you're allowed to say. The Mechaber says in black and white, you're allowed to lay on Tisha B'Av. It's learning. No, it's, again, it's Torah's davening, that's okay. So can I kill two birds with one stone and be motzi my... You hear this question? Can I be motzi my mavasedra while I'm laying? What? So the Mechaber says you're allowed to prepare laning too. You're allowed. It's the longest I'll do after Tisha B'Av. At least the Pesukim I get done. Right, exactly. So there's a reason. That's it. Let's say nobody knows how to lane. All right, I'll prepare. Give me a half hour. I'll read those Pesukim 1,000 times. That's mutter.
Even without doing that, anything that's relevant for the day.
Correct.
You're allowed to learn.
Right.
So it's not a bad idea.
Right. What do you think of that? What do you think of that, Shaila? I always wondered about that.
No.
It's such a funny thing because it's like one of the only. It's one of the only times in the year where the special laning doesn't require a separate Torah. It's the same Torah for Parshas Shavua. Right? Because you lane in the morning. What happened last year? You don't have the initial. Last year, the two Torahs were in the front. One said Parshas Shavua, for Shacharis, because it was Haschanon, and the other one said Tainus. Because Mincha, it's regular Tainus lane. So I gave somebody psicha. He opens the Oren. He sees, Tainus. Takes Tishua. What's bigger Tainus than that? And he takes out the Torah for Tainus. That was the wrong Torah. They'll move it from Parshas Kisisa all the way to Parshas Vezchanan, and then from Mincha, move it back. Right? That's what happened.
We killed that
half. Nobody minds. Tishua, nobody minds. They can sit here, nobody cares. Okay. That's the story with that. Next. Lo yochal basar v'lo yishti yayin. You're not allowed to eat meat, and you're not allowed to drink wine. Tana. Aval ochal hu basar maliach. Basar maliach you're allowed to. So I don't know what that is. What does the article say that is? What does that mean, salted meat? Huh? Is that you're allowed to eat on Erev Tisha B'Av? V'shot se yayin. What? Yeah, I don't. So that's not considered meat?
Yeah,
so that's you're allowed to eat?
Yeah, you've got to be crazy to eat it because it's going to make you thirsty, like, oh, get out.
They're talking about the 9 days. 9 days. Or according to the Mishnah, Shavu Shechalbo. And Vishotzi Yayin Migito. You're allowed to drink wine from the Gito, from the Gat. What does that mean? It didn't ferment.
Right?
Right? What? Right. Right. Now, by the way, the Shulchan Aruch says that. Our minhag is, I was wondering about this also. Our minhag is not to eat at the Suda HaMafsekes, not to eat basar, maluach, or oaf. Nobody does that. Dugim?
Yeah.
Nobody has fish at the Suda HaMafsekes?
Yeah.
We did that? We did? So there's no fish. No fish either. And we also don't have grape juice. And not at the Suda HaMafsekes.
Is that the egg meal or the before the egg?
That's the egg meal.
Egg meal, we don't eat anything.
So we don't eat anything, so it's not an issue. So beforehand, you can't have fish, right?
Right.
You have fish at your last meal?
No, the last meal, you don't eat anything, just an egg. The one before, you don't have fish at that meal either? You do, because nothing else to eat. We asked the Shiloh about that, right. Basar maliach ad kama, what does basar maliach mean? So it means, Amar b'chinina bar kahana mishmei de Shmuel, kolzman, kick out the word she'eno, kolzman kishlamim. As long as you're allowed to eat a shlamim, which means what? 2 days. What does it mean, 2 days? Right? What? Just like a shlamim can be eaten for 2 days. So to what? The meat was salted for 2 days? Is that what that means? I'm not sure what this means. V'yayin megito ad kama. What does it mean, yayin megito? Kol zman shehu toseis. As long as it's toseis. What does toseis mean? What? Fermenting. Tana, yayin toseis, ein bo mishum gilui. If you have fermenting wine, there's no issue of having it uncovered because no snake is going to go in there. Bekama tisisaso, how long is that? Gimel yamim, 3 days. So I guess it means the first 3 days you make wine, that's not considered wine.
What is that problem with the snakes?
What? So the water is a problem.
Only
this.
I can go in there.
How am I covering this
one? It doesn't apply today. Amar Yehuda Marav, kachaya minhago shavar Yehuda Rabbi Eloi. This was the minhag of Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eloi. Erev Tisha B'Av, an Erev Tisha B'Av, Nevi'in lo pas charev ha'bemelech. They brought him some crusty bread with salt. V'yoshev bein tanur l'kirayim, and he sat between the tanur and the kirayim, meaning it's the most manoeuvrable place in the house. That's what it means. That's where he sat. V'ochel v'shoseh oleha kiton shalmayim, and he drank a jug of water. V'domeh kimisha mesa muta lefonav, and he was sitting like he had a mace there, meaning he was sitting on a low chair. That's the Suda HaMafzekas, right? Okay, Tanan Hasam. We learned over there. Makam shenagu lasos malacha b'tishabav, osim. This is talking about the mission there about minhagim, right? So if you live in a place where it's a minhag to do malacha on tishabav, it's not osir to do malacha on tishabav. It's a minhag. So if you come from a town where it's osir, good. Makam shenagu mutter. Makam shenagu shelo lasos, ain osim. Right? If you come to a place where it is a minhag not to do malacha, ain osin. You don't do malacha. Says the Rama, what do we mean? What's the reason for this din? That if they shouldn't do malacha on Tisha, why not? The answer is, because it's going to be misyach das for you. Right? I'm busy typing away. It's hard to think about the fast. So therefore, don't do that. But, says the Rama, doesn't mean malacha. Are you allowed to... I ought to nail something. Your picture frame fell down. So can you nail that back in? Yeah, I'm not talking about halacha like that. Small, the Rama says, small things. Can I light a candle on Tisha B'Av? Of course you can light a candle on Tisha B'Av. It's not malacha. I don't mean that. That's not going to be my free of you from the tainus. That you can do. Things like that you can do. U'b'chal makom, back to the Gemara. U'b'chal makom, Talmud Chacham b'teilim. A Talmud Chacham won't do that. Talmud Chacham should not work. We're sharing a little Omer. Yaseh kol adam atzmo k'talmud chacham. Regarding this halacha, everybody should be a talmud chacham. Nobody should go to work on Tisha B'Av. Tanya nami hachi, Rishir ben Gamliel Omer, lo'olam yaseh adam atzmo k'talmud chacham. You should make yourself a talmud chacham, k'dei she'yitz aneh, that you should have inui. Tanya idach, Rishir ben Gamliel Omer, kol ha'ochel v'shoseh b'Tisha B'Av. If you eat and drink on Tisha B'Av, ki'ilu ochel v'shoseh b'Yom HaKippur. It's like you ate on Yom Kippur. What's the connection? So one some say it's like you get curries. They really get kares if you ate on Tisha B'Av. It's like kares. That's how severe it should be in your mind. Others say it's like a tshuva. That fasting is a tshuva. Just like Yom Kippur's tshuva. So imagine, a guy eats on Yom Kippur. What kind of tshuva is that? Right? So too, if you eat on Tisha B'Av, what kind of tshuva is that? It's just Musar idea.
It's not exactly the same.
It's not exactly the same, but that's exactly his point. It's a Musar idea. It should be, I understand. It should be in your mind that just as severe. That's how it should be in your mind. Anybody that does work on Tisha B'Av won't see Siman Bracha at all. We'll do the top Tosvos. Kol Osa Malacha Kolomar. But Osa Malacha Sharagil Lasos B'Tisha B'Av Ainu Roa Siman Bracha La'Olam. From whatever work you do on Tisha B'Av, you're not going to see it Siman Bracha. Now, B'Chayiv Adam L'Tza'er Ulumait B'Chvoda U'Bahana Osav. There's also a custom to minimize your kavod, which is why I think people don't say Shalom Aleichem on Tisha B'Av, things like that. Now he says three things that you should do on Tisha B'Av, three things that are minhagim, that, again, if you don't do it on the end of the world, they're minhagim, they're in Tosvos, they're not made up 100 years ago. Number one, Shim Hayaraga Lishkav al Shnei Karim, if you normally lie down on two pillows, Lo Yishkav Kiyim al Echad, should you lie down on one pillow? Right? Aval Ovros umenikos, but a pregnant woman or a nursing woman, einam chayavin kulehai. They don't have to do these extra chumras. She'einam yicholos le'star ba'atman. They really not in the position to inflict themselves more than they have to. Okay, it's a simple halacha. People have makayimus. Two, ochun suda hamavseches b'yod yom. Number two, we have tosefes Tisha B'Av. Right, you eat the suda hamavseches while it's still day. You don't wait till the last split second. B'chein nami b'yom kippurim, also something on Yom Kippur. Tzarek litzah b'bod yom. You have to also eat a little early. Tosefes yom kippurim min haTorah. That's min haTorah. D'chsiv me'erev ad erev u'chsiv etzem ayom hazeh. Then he says number three. Avol mikol makom ein lesser lishtos misha'achal suda hamavzekes. V'adayin haya yom hagadol. If you did have a suda hamavzekes and it's still 2 hours to go, you can eat again. It's not like those halachas, you know, once I finish, I can't. It's not true. You can. As a matter of fact, Kedemasha B'Yerushalmi, Rav Yossi Iklu LeBatra, Rav Yossi went to Batra, Ochal Suda HaMavzekes, he ate the Suda HaMavzekes, Asa L'Gabe Dereish Kinishta, he then met the Gabbai, or the president of the shul, some official, But they thought he was going to have his suda. Amalei, Ahuresh Knishta, Saretzli, come to have a suda with me. Amalei, Achalta, Vasafkis. I already had a suda in Afsekis. Amalo, Ashkachalai, Amakbid, Dlo, Lemiron, Hadein, Gavra. Loish Gachalei, you're not going to come to me for a suda in Afsekis? That's an insult. Come! So Achal Mikol Igol Pasis, Vachal Mikol Tavshil Vatavshil Chad Pas. Vishtiya Mikol Chavitz Chad Kasa. Right? He went and he had a whole Suda again. Why? Because there was still time. There's not a halacha like that.
Mikol Tavshil? I thought he said he was
supposed to not minimize the Tavshil. So whatever he got, whatever he put out, he had some. Vach Yilkasa, that's the halacha, Imadai and Yom Gadol, Acha Shacha Suda Mavsekes, Mutu Lishtos. Want to have a cup of water? Right, you have another half hour to go. You're allowed to have a cup of water. Afilu Erev Yom Kippurim, Vekolshkin Erev Tisha B'Av. Right? Okay.
So if he does that second meal that he eats after the Suddam of Sekhas, does that now become the Suddam of Sekhas?
What?
The meal that he eats after the Suddam of Sekhas, does that now become the Suddam of Sekhas?
I guess so.
Because then you have to limit again what you're eating.
Right, so maybe they were going to have the egg afterwards. I don't know.
Yeah.
Right, I know. He just asked that. Yeah. Okay. Next. Famous Gemara. B'chacham Omer, kol osam malacha b'tisha b'av. Anybody that does malacha on tisha b'av. V'einu mis'abel al Yerushalayim. And by the way, I don't want to cast dispersion. If someone has to go to work and they're going to lose vacation days and the boss is, you're allowed to go. It doesn't mean that. It means, you know, someone go out of their way to go have business on tisha b'av. It's not really the thing you're supposed to do. That's all. Kol osam malacha b'tisha b'av. V'einu mis'abel al Yerushalayim. And you're not mis'abel on Yerushalayim, ain a roe b'simchasa. You're not going to see it in b'simcha. Shenemar, samachti es Yerushalayim, I rejoiced in Yerushalayim, the giluba, and I rejoiced, right? Gilu is another word for rejoicing. Kol ohaveha, all the ones who love it. Tisu osa misos kol mis'abel malaya. We rejoiced all the mourners. Yikan amru, kol mis'abel al Yerushalayim, anyone that's mis'abel on Yerushalayim, zoche v'roe b'simchasa. You're zoche to see it in its simcha. It doesn't say you will be zoche. It's in present tense. In present tense, you're zoche. How are you zoche in present tense? How are you zoche? What? You have no idea. Right? It doesn't say zoche. It says zoche v'roe. It doesn't say yizke v'yireh, you will be zoche. If you're mis'abel, you are zoche v'roeh, it's present tense. By being mis'abel, you're zoche and roeh. How are you zoche and roeh? How? Right?
1,000 years ago, they weren't zoche and roeh.
What?
800 years ago, they weren't zoche
and roeh. So what's the answer to that question? Says, the answer is, because you know that it will be coming. You know it's coming, you just don't know when. Right, so for 2,000 years, we're waiting for it to come, so we know it's coming. Once you have that knowledge, and you're zoche v'roe, and you're mis'abel, then you're zoche v'roe. It's a very deep thought. Because now listen to this one. V'she'enu mis'abel al Yerushalayim, and if you ain't not mis'abel, ain't a roe b'simchasa. You're not going to see the simcha. Says the Marsha, it's a funny thing to say. How about this? You're not going to see it. The answer is, it's impossible to see it and not be b'simcha. So you're not going to be able to see it. Such an unbelievable part. You hear that part? You can't see it and not be b'simcha. So therefore, if you're not mis'abel, you're not going to see it. It can't be, oh, I'll see it, you'll see it, but you won't be b'simcha. That's impossible.
What? You can see it all.
It's going to be such a joy, you're not going to be able to see. Oh, I'm not joyous about this. It's an impossibility.
Right, I'm saying, if you sleep in Shemayim, 300 years ago, it was desperate, it was
right.
You might not be miserable. You might be really depressed.
What? This Gemara was written when it would look like that.
Right.
Right. And the Sfasemet said it when it looked like that. Right. That's not the point. The point is, you're Zoche V'ro up in the present tense. Why? Because you have the knowledge that it's only temporary. If you're not Miss Abel, you're not going to be Zoche to see it in its Simcha. You can't see it and not be with Simcha. That's impossible. It's going to be such a joy. Right?
So, what? You see a desolate Yerushalayim not built up, you might be depressed.
If you see a desolate Yerushalayim not built up, right, that's exactly what the Gemara is saying. It's exactly what the Gemara is saying. If you're Miss Abel properly, you won't feel.
You're saying the minute you see, you leave a simple.
Not the minute. No, I didn't say that.
Now, 1 minute.
Just we'll do one, two lines, and we'll stop. But two dots. Tanya Nami Hafti, Kol Mitzabel, Basar, Veshotze, Yayin, Betishabov. If you eat wine and eat meat and drink wine, Tishabov, Alava Kasev Omer, Bati Avonosam, Al Atzmosam. Right? It's a terrible thing. I'll leave it with the following question, which I don't really have. I said years ago, in the shul, by a drasha, and I'm not sure I gave the right answer. So here the Gemara says that what's the key to Geula? Being Misabel. Right? Being Misabel. If you're Misabel on Yerushalayim, you're Zocher Beroeh B'Simchasa. Right? So the way to get the Yerushalayim back is to be Misabel properly. However, the Gemara has like 10 reasons why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Number one is Sinas Chinam. So, on the very first page of Hilchas Lashon Hara, the Sefer Chavetz Chaim, the Chavetz Chaim says, well, if Lashon Hara and Sinas Chinam brought the destruction, the way to bring the Geula is to have Avas Chinam and no Lashon Hara and all the good things about Ben Adam HaChavera. That'll bring the geula if that's what brought the destruction. You want to tell me there's a Gemara that says, one Amaror said, you know why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? Because people didn't keep Shabbos. So if you keep Shabbos, you'll bring. And then because the reason why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed was because they didn't pay the Rebbe tuition. They didn't pay the Rebbe salary. Oh, so if you pay the Rebbe a salary. All these reasons. But how does that jive with this Gemara here? This Gemara says that the way to see Yerushalayim B'Simchasa is Kolam is Abel. It doesn't say not to speak Lashon Hara. But the Chavetz Chaim said that. The Chavetz Chaim knew this Gemara. What's the answer? No, it says if Kol is Abel, Roa v'Simcha, you'll be zochet to see it. That strongly implies that the way to bring the Geula is to Miz Abel. Being Miz Abel is the antidote for the destruction. No? That's what I sort of said. That if you're being Misabel, correct. Is that true, though?
Yeah, sure, it's true, bro. Think about it. It's true, bro. You're not crying about a building that's gone.
Right, you're crying like, about what caused it to be gone. You're crying about the sin is clean, he's saying.
True,
so it's really the same thing.
It's the same thing.
Absolutely.
So you can't cry on Tisha B'Av.
You don't cry about a building. You don't.
You can't cry on Tisha B'Av and then speak Lashon Hara the whole Tisha B'Av day. That's such an inconsistency.
Exactly.
Maybe that's why the Chavetz Chaim Heritage Foundation has all those talks on Tisha B'Av. But that's the Tisha B'Av. Goes hand in hand. It's very nice. Right? So that could be a good answer.
That's kind of a good answer.
What?
Think about no other answer.
Right.
There's no other answer.
You don't care about a building. We care about the fact that we lost. Shem is not with us anymore.
Right.
We don't have the opportunity to do all the things that we were able to do.
Right. Right. Very nice. Okay. That's good. So I right. Okay. Excellent. All right. We're all on the same page about that? Well, what? How do I know that Simchasa means a geula? What else does it mean?
Because it's the opposite of
right.
What Tisha B'Av is now.
I hear what you say. So what does it mean then? Just to see.
It's the opposite of what we see now, of what Tisha B'Av is now.
Right. What else does it mean? Just to see what? That it will be built without any. Right. And what else could it mean? What else does it mean? It has to mean.
Maybe it's another person. The person won't be able to.
But who will? The Klai Yisrael? The Klai Yisrael is made up of people.
No. So, but you're not mourning, then you yourself won't be. You won't.
I understand. But by the same token, you yourself have a duty to rectify all the sins that cause it to be destroyed. You individually, we all have a duty like that. Right? So that must be the answer. The only way to be Mishabel properly is to include all the tikkun that has to happen. All right, on that note, we should be Zocha to have the Geula of Harav Yemeinu. Amen.
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 All right.